At times, I'll get on the edge of something. And I know that I'm ready to step over into something, but I'm still enough in the past not to make the step. And sometimes that the love of God will meet me on that line, and then the compassion, and then the love of God kicks in. And trials, they seem to become laughing stock. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I want you to lift those hands kind of just half masked a little bit. And I found out there was a place in me that when I was worshiping, it took a while to get there. That at first I didn't know about it. My mind would wander around. It'd go down the block and come back. And I could hear myself saying these words. I glorify and magnify you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you. And then my mind would take me for another walk somewhere while I still uttered the words. But still, there was two things coming into account. One was a law of confession. You can't keep saying something without eventually it changing something in you that'll come into agreement. Same principle as you can read a paragraph once, you can't quote it back. What happens when you read it 50 times? What happens? You can quote it back. What changed? You must have had the capacity. You did it. So what changed? When we moved to New Mexico for a while from California, I don't know how long we stayed, and my sister, the oldest one, stayed longer. When she finally came home, she talked funny. You know, like you're not going to talk like a Brit. And you go over there and live for a while, and pretty soon you come back, and even though the rest of them are tough and they hold shovels and they beat you up with one arm, your little finger goes out over a teacup. Tally, hold the fox and that quantum rot. You said you weren't going to talk like that. I'm not. Yes, you are. What happens in the brain that linguistically even shapes how you say something? What happens? You think you can speak the Word of God over and over out loud and not be affected by it? Come on. So I was breaking into private worship, and I'd go down the block and come back. And two things were working. I'd bring myself back, but then eventually I found a place inside that I could hold my heart. I could hold it there, suspend it there on Him while I was worshiping, and the presence began to grow stronger and stronger. I eventually got there. One way or another, it had some kind of experience with the love of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's hard for me to lift my hands and worship for very long that He doesn't come. And I like that. So lift those hands up about half-mast here. I just want to thank Him with all my heart. Glorify Him and praise Him for a minute. Oh, ask it to see. And about His presence, He says, He has more to teach us. And these are some areas that we're looking for. Because we're looking for results we've not seen before. But wait till you understand what some things have to do with your faith. Naskiwatea. For one basis for my peace is for you to truly believe in your heart that whatever happens, I'm still able to move. Eto skilesi. Mohorentaskehe. And the love that I can teach you to walk in is perfect. And it casts out fear. For without fear, why wouldn't you have peace? For you have peace because you know that I'm able to do whatever I said that I could do. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. Glory. Well, Bedouist. Doger Andaleas Corsicuma. Hatoresia. For the reason that you gather together as many is so that you can get me to know Uhitomeski. No. No. The reason you gather together as many is so that you can get to know me as an individual. For I have many things to say, and there's those who are receiving them to teach you what I can do. But my goal is for you to know me individually. For I have many things for you to do. Amazing things that you'll be shocked that you're being used that way because of religion and what it has done. But come aside. For nothing shall be impossible to you. Did I not say all things are possible to him that believeth? And when I say you're on the path to believing, it's because you're on the path that the Holy Spirit has put you on, which guides you into all truth, which will not leave these things out, saith the Lord. Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Dedo, bocht dedo, manda keto ole amaskechi, foreos keda senda, mohu keda sia joate. For most think the signs and wonders I desire you to walk in is hard to attain to. The reason they think that way is because the only thing they've been down is religious paths. And when they heard of these things, they considered them as rumors and specially called people that hear what the Spirit would say. Because religion has been the guide down most of these paths, that because you have turned yourself over to the Holy Spirit, for you that'll not become weary in the well-doing of letting him have the way in your life to lead you down to path. For you think anything's too hard for me? Do you think that I put the salvation of this town in second place? Do you think that I do not desire to end all suffering concerning the children in the children's hospitals? No, I desire these things more than you do, because on my part, they've already been done. So get on the path. You'll see religion will lead you away, but truth will lead you into everything I have for you, saith the Lord. What is he having with us? A pep talk? See, I expect much, saith the Lord. For whenever I have truth, it's my desire that this truth be taught. And that this truth be acted upon. And that this truth spread to as many lives as can possibly be spread to by the present tense of what I am working in. Tolafupeti klasati yeshuma. Tomekayasi. tú solo siente algo. Nice. For many of you are sitting on calls that in your thinking it's beyond anything that you would dream of. For it's you to establish yourself in truth. And there's many here, more than you imagine, will establish my truth with the signs and wonders to follow. In fact, you'll say before this is over, I am full. I am full. I fulfilled everything that you had me to do. So be strong and know when you're changing a path that was riddled with religion to the teacher, the Holy Spirit, who is truth, then you are going to be fought. But stay steadfast. Keep your feet on the rock. For there's many signs and wonders going around you now that were prophesied about in times past. So know your time is near. Be strong. Whew. Whew. Wait a minute. Wasn't we going to worship God for a minute? So lift those hands up now. Just for another minute or two maybe. And Father, I have fastened my heart. For when you come close enough to me that you're within reach, I reach out for you. If you'll reach out for me at those times, things are at work that I can do. Things that normally that I can't do. And part of that interpretation was, this is why he's taken me so many times this morning. And well, I have to just admit it, kind of overriding my agenda. Because he wanted to say some things about getting you healed. And so how many knows that all the glory belongs to him? And so when I was jogging, and wasn't jogging, but I was jogging. And just because you overtake me walking a dog doesn't mean I'm not jogging. And brag about it. I was in the middle of a step. I was with Alan. And over to my right, all of a sudden, there's a whole playground there with children on it, merry-go-rounds, swings. I wanted to turn off. Anyway. And then the next step, he said, all these children playing are preachers. And I go, uh-oh. I wanted to go over and boss him around, tell him what to do. He said, don't hurt the children. He said, you're on your way somewhere else. Go on. That helped me so much. People can come and they can get real ugly and say things about you. And so they'll be railing and things, and I keep remembering those words, don't hurt the children. The one thing he used to illustrate immaturity, he says, I would like to teach you some meat, but I can't, because he said, you're still on milk. One says, I'm a pal. Another said, well, I'm of Apollos. He said, who are we? We're not supernatural. We just sowed and one reaps. God comes, he gives to increase. You can't do that. That's what he does. See, so why are you siding up against each other, calling one greater? Any kind of division like that. So it's been so liberating. When somebody starts like that, I just, hey, forgive the children. Pray for them. No use hurting them. Now for a minute, could you turn to John 18? I don't know why, but I'm not going to try to break the chapter down, and I'm just after a couple of exciting statements. But believe me, they're in context. Where should I kick in here? How about 20th verse? Oop, did I say 18? 17. He says, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. That's us. That they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, I in thee. That they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them. That they may be one, even as we are one, I in them, thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one. And that the world may know that thou hast sent me and has loved them. That's me. That's me. That's you. Has loved them as thou has loved me. That's him. See? We were made imperfect in one, which was Adam. What did we lose? His nature. When he said, day you eat of that day you'll surely die. To us, to die means to cease to exist. There's no such thing with God. To die with him means to be cut off from the life-giving presence and nature of God himself. It's not that you will not exist somewhere for eternity. You will. Die, we think, means to cease to exist. It's not going to happen. Same way we were made imperfect in one, we were made perfect in one. That was Jesus. He says, I am in the Father. He has the nature of the Father and the same DNA. So do you. That we all might be made perfect in one. So do you. You've been born again. You have his nature. You'll excuse me, you have his DNA. Because this planet was our home and this body our house, the DNA that we was born with also had the natural DNA in it, and we both grew at the same time. But there is no spirit that did not come through the gate of Adam. And Eve being the mother of all living, he has no other place to get people. This is where he got us. So when we died, Jesus came in and we were made perfect in one. He said, I'm in the Father and he's in me and we're in you. And he said, the glory he's gave me, I have given it to you. That you might know. That you might know this glory I give unto you, that you can know that he loves you. Jesus said, you, with the same love, he loves me. See, he's trying to tell me that the same love the Father holds and has for Jesus, he has for me. I'm afraid so. When he said, my glory I give unto you, how many remembers when we taught on that? I went out of my way to do examples so that you could understand what it meant when Jesus gave you his glory. That the reason he did is so you can understand and know that the Father loves you with the same love. Well, he loves Jesus more. No, he doesn't. It's the same. Can you imagine that love he has for you? Now, I use that Arnold Schwarzenegger because me and him are built a lot alike. We've been mixed up at times on when I went on one of those Hollywood tour things. You know, they came and got me and told me to step into my role. And I said, I don't have a role. You know, we thought you was Arnold. No, I... Stallone, you know. Me and Sylvester Stallone got mixed up a couple of times. But yeah. Well, if either one of them gave me their glory, what would I get? Well, in Brazil, when I was trying to make an example that they could understand, I happened to have a comb like this, and it was big old comb like that. I was just going to use it to illustrate something, and they all just about fell out of their chairs laughing, and it was at the comb I found out later. But if I was Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, I wouldn't let any opportunity pass, because my glory is my muscles. Got Hollywood, got everything on them. Oh, I'm going to comb my hair. Oops, did I drop my comb? She's seen it before. Illustrating a point in the few minutes we have. Arnold gave me his glory. That's what I'd get, but I didn't get his. Jesus gave me his. He gave me his. What was it? It was the standing he has with the Father. He gave me that glory so I could know that my Father loves me with the same love he loves him. So tell me, he went through all of that to establish the fact that he loves us. And even how much, you could wonder to the end of the world how much he loves Jesus. You don't have a problem with that. We know that. Now that you know, you have his standing. He loves you the same. Can you understand what it would mean to turn that love loose? You got any idea? Love fails all the time. How would it feel walking this planet with no fear? Perfect love casts out. Just think, the bills at the end of the month wouldn't jump off the computer and strangle you in the living room and chase you down the street in the form of a letter. No fear. What about this peace? My peace I give unto you. Not of this world. Give I unto you. So the peace that is registered from him that I get, that has no fear in it, and it never fails, it's not of this world. Then what's on this planet that could stop it? What are we looking for, some things in wrong places? Can I tell you something? You're not going to keep praying. That you won't go there. You think he's not scheduled you? What do you think God's after he come to get you? Some of you he's going to have to wait for any decent fellowship till you get there. That you may know he loves you with the same love he loved him. What kind of fellowship is he looking for here? I mean, if you stay praying in tongues, you're going to come to this key. It's impossible that you don't. Listen, I came from ultra holiness roots and journeyed through, from that through faith. I confessed it and possessed it. I loved the teachings. But then I went from there to absolute holiness. I'd send you to hell for an earring. And Earl Hitchin was teaching on confession, and I went to the meeting as ultra holiness, and there was women there with pants and earrings on. And he got done saying, I'm not moved by what I see, hear, or feel. I'm only moved by what I believe. And after he left, I tried to instruct him in a more excellent way. I don't care much about a religion you can't feel. But the one thing I didn't stop doing, because I had a lot of time on my hands, is praying in tongues. I could remember when the first miracles came. But more than that, it wasn't until I got to Tulsa. That he was able to get me close enough to the love of God to unlock the door. That's when I took a 90 degree. You know what it'll do to your faith when nothing can scare you? And no great astounding statements the devil's making that you can't do it bothers you? How can I help but talk about something that's so effective?
Well, it doesn't look like you're doing too well around here.
Depends on what part of the walk you're in. Are you going to compromise or not? Not. Then are you going to come to this place that you're talking about, this state of revival? And you really going to see a hospital of children get up and walk out? Well, let me ask you, the one that loves me as much as he loved Jesus, what would Jesus do if he went to the children's hospital? And where's the biggest one at? Tennessee?
Memphis,
I believe. How many of the children do you think he would leave in there if his mission was to go and pray for everyone? How many do you think he would leave? How many times have we even heard of that in history? Maybe once? So if that's the case, what's missing? What's missing? Don't stop. Sure, there's strongholds and they jump on you and beat you up for a while and stuff, but on the other side, don't stop.
Well, did hell around you change?
No, not much. But I did. Come on.
Well, Brother Roberson?
Yes. I can't speak in that language of edification you've been talking about. And Paul says, he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself. How many times you went,
I wish there's something I could do on purpose that'd build me up in God.
How many times you cried something like that? He that prays in unknown tongue edifies who? Who? At that, it's good to be greedy in that area. Now think about it. For if I prophesy, I speak to the church edification and comfort. Because I can say, yea, thus saith the Lord, today and tomorrow and the next day, each of you is going to get $100 if you'll hold your hand up and worship me for 3 minutes without letting it down. If it was a true prophecy, every hand would go, I love you. Then God would track all of you down, pay you off, because it was a true prophecy. So what, would the church be edified? Yes, because why, the mind of Christ was manifest collectively. But then he says, but he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies just himself. Well, if collectively the church was edified from the mind of Christ manifesting, then it must be the same when I pray in tongues. When I pray a mystery up and his mind manifests in me, all of a sudden I understand a mystery or a revelation or a truth. Or how about a positional place in the Spirit concerning faith and a step forward? I'm edified because I know the mind of Christ all of a sudden for my life, the call and the path I'm on, that's individual. But Brother Roberson, what? I can't pray in tongues. Well, today you could go from undangerous to very dangerous. Hallelujah. So you're here and you can't pray with tongues and you want to. You want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. So, well, I can't pray in tongues, Brother Roberson, because I don't have that gift. And come up here. Come up. You know why he does that? He included that in part of the translation or interpretation of the tongue. You know why he does that? He sends people here whom he can go after individually if he needs to. So if he wants to do that, we can't take the time from him. I mean, maybe they sat in 20 services, but yet he'll send them somewhere where they get what they need to go after them to get them filled. Let me have a few more people come up here to help me. Stand here and pray. Stay here with her while she's worshiping and getting ready. And of course, you can go ahead, and I'll be back to check in a minute if you like. You think you get anybody filled as good as anybody else can? There's one more at the minimum. There's one more, and you really want to, but your hesitancy is stronger at this point fighting against you than you jumping up and coming. Second of all, you're not in here by your own design, even if you think the circumstances that happened that caused you to be here is your own. They're not. So you're just not too sure, but you've been looking at it. And that's why he orchestrated things for you would come, so he can push you on over into it, if you'll let him. For in that new nature that you received, the new nature is what the power of the Holy Spirit uses to bring you forward and teach you spiritual things by comparing spiritual things to spiritual. So this teacher that you're about to receive, that his designation was to lead you into all truth, and with him is established this prayer language that will edify you up. It'll build you up above the things that have stopped you in the past. And you feel a hunger inside that you can't quench. And that hunger is for me and the walk of my spirit, the walk of power. Sometimes he will show me, most of the time no, because the one thing he needs from you is for you to make the move, make the decision. Come up here. Come up here. Come. Shola tokaseshi. Come. 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 Things have been going pretty bad for you and have been getting worse. And he wanted me to tell you it's not him doing it. It's not him doing it. It's not him doing that. He wants to bless you. Come on. Come. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. When we pray, the Holy Spirit's just stepping in. That's what he's done. When he steps in, he'll begin to create that supernatural language in your spirit. At the same time he creates it in your spirit, your mouth will begin to supernaturally shape and form the words. And I was wondering what happened to my mouth. It kept moving and I'm going, and a prayer warrior was yelling, "Speak it out, speak it out." So receive, be filled. Be filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name now.
Why are you happy?
Well, because I have good lungs, a good heart, a lot of energy, and physically in pretty good condition. I'd be happy if I wasn't. But I'd be on my way too. Hey, you know what? He's still nagging me. Well, I wouldn't use that word nag. He's still prompting me to give you one more shot. I don't know if you're over here or over there, but come on me when I come. Okay. You'll remember this day, and you're walking in power, and amen. Right here. Okay. You heard what I told her just before. He filled her and she began to speak that supernatural language. Actually, the mind of God is in the Holy Spirit. And he knows about your call and your future. And so that's what the Holy Spirit does. He creates that prayer. And when he lays it out, then the other two members of the Godhead, they answer it. And that's called the edification he's talking about. But you can't pray in that language. It won't build you up. Book of Acts is full of it. The moment we pray, the Holy Spirit's going to step in. He's going to baptize you. He'll begin to create that supernatural language here in your spirit. When he creates it there, your mouth will start shaping and forming the very words he's creating. When that happens, you go ahead and just speak it out. Because he's coming now. That's what you're feeling. Receive the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name now. Be filled. Be filled. That's yet its beginning. That's it. Holy in the Maria Corazo Corando Rieto de Mascarancho de Moranta Kelis Kirikiento. Go ahead and speak it out. Don't be afraid of it now. Domoria Carascaracho took that prayer warrior a long time to get me to blurt something out. Tobrando da Carasso to Tua de Cando Discarichet. Don't you dare stop now. Horamadi Corres Carasso Romore and Delicatore and Chorcalato Brando de Claskin. It Goromar. Ricanche do burrantu skeleto renda kelesi orando burras corazore mado corancho to calaskerici no more carasse. Don't you dare stop. You can say it out loud anytime you want. Orato clasco ramo rato rianche. You're walking in power. Mora corasi. See somebody sick, say, I'm going to lay my hands on you and pray. Santo burranto cara. Don't let him stop for a while. Oh, tando da kele burrancation chocoteski. Okay, what can you say? Where could he send him?